Okay, today's perek is Malachim Aleph Perek Gimel. And Perek Gimel here in Malachim, as Shlomo HaMelech establishes his reign, has three parts. The first part is Shlomo HaMelech marrying the daughter of Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, and we will see why he does that. He brings her to Ir David, to Yerushalayim. Interesting, as it's Shlomo's Malchus, but it's still called Ir David. And Navi describes that he gave Karbanos on the Bamos, and Shlomo loved Hashem, and he followed Hashem in every way, and though he still was Makter on the Bamos, number one. Number two, the second part of the parak is, Hashem appears to Shlomo in a dream, Bachalom Laila, and says to Shlomo, Ma'etin Loch, what could I give you? I could give you whatever you want, make a request of me. And Shlomo says, you've given such, done such chesed to my father and to me, there's so much, you've been mamlich, me, I'm so young, nar, katon, lo, edatse, suvo. All I ask for is a lev shomea, lishpotes, amcha, lahavin, beitov, lara. He asks for wisdom. He asks for wisdom to do his job. And Hashem is so excited about what he asked for. He says, you know what? You asked for wisdom, so I'm going to give you even more than just wisdom. I'm going to give you osher. I'm going to give you menuchas hanefesh. I'm going to give you everything that goes along with that wisdom. Shlomo Melech wakes up from his dream and he realizes it's a dream. That's why this is the Haftorah for Parshas Miketz, which we rarely read because it's usually Shabbos Chanukah, but this is Parshas Miketz. He wakes up from the dream and he comes to Yerushalayim and brings Karbanos and makes a party for the Chachma that he had been given. And then part three is the famous story of Mishpat Shlomo, of Shlomo and the two women. The two women that come to in front of Shlomo in the court, and they one of them is holding a dead baby, one of them is holding a live baby. And the one holding the dead baby says that the other baby is really my baby. And the other woman laid down on the baby during the night and switched it while I was sleeping. And the other woman says, no, it's not true. This is my baby. Shlomo HaMelech asks for a sword. He brings the sword and then says, okay, we're going to cut the baby in half. And all of a sudden, the real mother says, no, 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 give it to her, give it to her. And Shlomo says, oh, you're the real mother. And once that word got out about that mishpat, everybody realizes that Shlomo has chachmas elokim bekirbo, and they fear him, and they recognize that he is the king on all Yisrael. Okay, that's the parak. Now let's talk about it. Vayischatein Shlomo, back to the beginning. Part one was the marriage. Shlomo marries the daughter of Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Why does he do this? Why does he do this? So the Mefarshim explain, Rashi explains, that he wanted to help establish his Malchus, no enemies from the outside, and therefore he did this in order to create Shalom. The Malbim writes this as well. Lahashlim, between the parties, Acher Sheheichen Malchuso Bekerav Amo, once he got all the Shvatim from within to follow him, Heichen Oso Gam Neged Malchi Aretz, Asher Savivlo, B'mashis Chateinim Melech Gadol, Moshel Memshel Rabbi Yavimahim, and that would be a help from without. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also emphasizes this, that even though it was somewhat iffy about whether he can marry them or not, there is a Machlokas, a Meseches Yevamis, whether the pasuk in the Torah of the Isra of marrying the nations, Lo Sischatin Bam, does that, other nations, does that only apply Big Geyusan? Only when they're not Jewish, but if they would convert, you'd be able to marry them, or even Big Geyusan. Or even if they converted, they would still be usher to marry certain nations. And that's a machlokas, whether Shlomo did something wrong here or not. If the Isra is even Big Geyusan, even after they converted, then obviously Shlomo did something wrong. And the Rambam writes in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, when he talks about these issues, Al Yala Al Daitecha, Perek Yud Gimel, don't think, Sheshimshon HaMoshia Es Yisrael, O Shlomo Melech Yisrael, Shenikra Yedidya. He has to throw that in. As we know earlier, Shlomo's nickname is Yedidya. Nasu Nashim Nachrios Bekiyusan. Don't think that Shimshon and Shlomo married Goyim. Chas v'shalom, says the Rambam. El Esod HaDavar Kachu. Shaha Mitzvah HaNechona. Kishayavo HaGer HaGiyoris L'Iskayer. No, it's just that the rule is, usually when somebody comes to convert, both Kinacharav, Shemigla, Mamon Sheyitolo, B'shvil Sarar Seyizkala, they're coming for an ulterior motive. And if that's true, then you try to convince them not to. Imlo nimsalem ela modina some covid ala Torah v'torach sheish pasiyasa. You try to tell them it's hard to be a Jew. It's a big ol. And that's what we do, and that's why during the times of David and Shlomo, generally, Gerim were not accepted because they would have come for the wrong reasons. Shekol HaChozer and Agayim Bishvil Dover Mehevli Olam Eino Megeri HaTzedek, even though they are considered Gerim. But says the Rambam now, because Shlomo was Megayir during that time, so it's treated as if he married non-Jewish women. Chash v'nakasav ki'ilu in goyos ubi isur and omdin. But lamaisa, he did convert them, and so too here he did. The Rambam is assuming like the Shita, that he did not do an Aveira here. So getting back to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Yaakov said that Shlomo Melech followed, and this parak it says that he loved Hashem, he followed everything that Hashem told him to do. See, he must have thought that Hashem would want him to do this. Hashem promised that he's going to be a king of peace, and once there's peace, then he can build the Beis HaMikdash. So this is part of achieving peace. Haven Shlomo HaMelech, Shelitzarech Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Chayiv Hu Lahagia L'Matzav Shel Shalom Im Ha'amim Ashcheinim, U Lahavtiach Shelo Tiyena Milchamos B'Yamav. And therefore he does this by marrying the daughter Paro, so to create these ties, these family ties, and in that way he will be able to strengthen his kingdom. And even though there's an Isser Mitzri, so maybe he thought it's just an Isser Asay, it's not a Los Asay, and in this context, it would be a good idea. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes in the footnote that this was also a similar type of strategy to create Shalom when the Netziv and the Beis Halevi also, their families marry together, and in Slobodka, he quotes the Saba, marry the Rosh Yeshiva, Moshe Mordechai Epstein. So, different times we find this strategy that was taken by Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, so either way, Shlomo marries the daughter of Paro with the controversy that we just mentioned. Chazal pick up on, Rashi quotes it, that what just happened right before this parak, Shimi ben Gera was killed. Shimi was Shlomo's Rebbe. So it could be, Gemara says, always live near your Rebbe. Because when your Rebbe's there, you won't do things, even good intention, but controversial. So right, as long as Shimi ben Gera was alive, Shlomo didn't try anything. But now that he's gone, he did this. Vayikachas Basparos, he takes Basparo, he brings her to your David. Ad kaloso livnoses beso. Until he builds his house, Rashi says this is a little gnai. Right? He's worrying about, it took 4 years for him to start building the Beis HaMikdash. We know the 3 years that Shimi ben Gera was just alive until he went out, and now this took him 4 years before he starts. So we'll have to talk about that. Raka'am. Mizabchim ba'bamos, the Am was still bringing karbanos on bamos, kilo nivna ba'yis l'shem Hashem. There was still no Beis HaMikdash at that time. Shlomo HaMelech also. Shlomo HaMelech loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he still brought on bamos. What's the problem? The problem is that there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnayos tell us, in the last parak in Zvachim, the different stages of history, right, six stages of history. We have the Midbar, history of halachic history regarding karbanos. Before the Mishkan was built, all bamos were mutaros, and the avoda was with the firstborns. Once we have a Mishkan, bamos were nasar, and the avoda was with the kohanim. They cross over the Yarden and come to Gilgal, bamos are mutar. They come to Shiloh, bamos are asar. Shiloh's destroyed, and the Mizbeach, and there's no Mishkan. It's in Nov, and after Nov was massacred, it goes to Givon, which is there right now in Givon, so then there's a heter bamos. Only after Shlomo HaMelech builds a Beis HaMikdash is then there is an Isser La'olam. But that's what it says here. They're all bringing on the Bamos because there was no Beis HaMikdash. The Radak says here, it says, Vayehav Shlomo. You don't get any impression from the Psukim or from most sources that Shlomo did anything wrong here by Bas Paro. You don't get that impression. There is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav, which says right when he married Bas Paro, Gavriel Hamala came down and planted a reed in the river, and then dirt started coming around it, and that was the roots of Rome. But that could be only because later on what it led to. Shlomo HaMelech was not misled by his wives until later on. Bizikhnuso. At this stage, he wasn't. Right? Shlomo to lo sarba avodame Hashem alei zikhnuso, says the Radak. And that's why it says here that he loved Hashem. So he comes to Givon. Again, that's where the Mizbeach, the large Bama was. Lizvachsham, that's where the Bama Gadola was. And he brings 1,000 karbanos. 1,000 olos. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos? David HaMelech is bargaining with Hashem when he's going to die. He says Shabbos. He says, well, let me die on Sunday. I don't want people to have Chilul Shabbos. No, it's already time for Shlomo HaMelech to lead. Let me die on Friday. Hashem says, no. That one day of your avodas Hashem, your davening is greater than 1,000 karbanos that Shlomo could bring. That's referring to this pasuk right here. Aleph olos. Okay, that is part one. Part two of the parak. Givon, begivon nira Hashem el Shlomo. Hashem appears to Shlomo b'chalom halayla. Right? This is also somewhat of a raya that he didn't do anything wrong. Hashem wouldn't give him this unbelievable vision right after he married somebody in sin. So Pasha says he didn't do anything wrong here. And he appears to him b'chalom halayla. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. B'chalom halayla. Does that mean nevuah or does that mean ruach hakodesh? The Zohar in Chelek Aleph Kuf Mem Tes seems to say Mefurish that this was Dafka Chalom, as the language says, not through Nevuah. De'iu L'Sata B'Darga Sheshisa Ami Nevuah. It was less, and the Rambam also writes that in Mor Nevuchim, that Shlomo did not reach Madregas HaNevuah, Gemura, Kiyim Madregas Ruach HaKodesh. And the Barbanel here argues, the Barbanel says, he quotes these Shitas, and he says, no, Shlomo a number of times in his life reached the level of Nevuah, and this is one of them. So Hashem appears to him and says, "Vayomer Elokim, Sha'al me'etin lach. What should I give you?" And Shlomo says, "You've given me everything." Atos. He says, "Avdach im avdacha, David avi chesed gadol. You've done tremendous chesed for my father. Vatitin lo ben Yosheva kisoka yomazeh. You gave him a son to follow in his footsteps." As we pointed out, this is the first time ever in Jewish history that somebody yarshins their father's position. Moshe didn't have it. Aaron didn't have it. Vatashem elokai atam lachtach ezavdach atachas David avi vanochi nar katan. I'm a young boy. According to Rashi, 12 years old. Abarbanel holds he was older, about 20, but most assume he was younger. V'yavdecha b'toch amcha shebachart, I'm amongst my people. All I ask for is a lev shomea lishpores amcha. A lev, an understanding heart, wisdom. Ki miyucha lishpores amcha kaved hazeh. Because who could judge this heavy nation? What is amcha kaved hazeh? Rashi has two deyas. Kaved either means many, many people, or kaved, serious and significant actions. Right? It reminds us of two different psukim in Parshas Yisro. The Briska Rav picks up on this. That if you look, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's talking to Am Yisrael, there's two phrases. There's what's called V'haya kal hadavar hagadol yaviyu elecha, and later on it says hadavar hakasha yaviyu al Moshe. Gadol and kata, gadol and kasha. What's the difference between gadol and kasha? So the Briska Rav in Parshas Yisro says, because there are two elements, two times when you might need the Sanhedrin hagadol. Two times. Number one, because it's a very hard issue. So you have to figure it out. So you need the greatest rabbis. Number two, not that it's hard, but it's significant. It's significant that it requires the Bezlan HaGadol. Like adding on to the borders of Yerushalayim, or judging a Shevet. It doesn't mean that it's going to be harder, or judging a Kohen Gadol. It's just more significant. What we might call Levarer and Lekayim, right? Two functions. Davar HaGadol and Davar HaKasha, right? And that's also seems to be what is being referred to here, right? Right, the two deyas in Rashi. The Malbim here has a beautiful lashon in terms of how to define wisdom and what Shlomo HaMelech was really asking for. Even though, yes, if somebody is wise, then they could be the richest and they could have all the brachas, but that's not what Shlomo was asking for. That's not why he asked for wisdom. He asked for wisdom per se for the wisdom. Shlomo HaMelech, may rov chashko ala chachma, lo ala belibo ma'uma, mi yeser hachamudos haretzufos ima. Even though other things come with it, shagam sheyada sheyimsa ima gam tovo zmanios. Yes, other things come with chachma, but that's not why he asked. Not why he asked, ubir she'eno mevaki zeba vertovo zmanios rak elataklus lahavin bein tov l'ra. That's it, and that's what he was asking for. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that, Vayitav Adavar Beinei Hashem, Kishol Shlomo Et Adavar Hazeh. And he says to him, because you asked that, and you didn't ask for just Arichas Yamim, you didn't ask for Osher, I'm going to give you everything. It reminds us of at least two other stories in that we're aware of about questions. Rabbi Preda, remember this Gemara about Rabbi Preda, Ervin Nun Dalet. He taught the Torah 400 times to the student, and then 800 times, and a Baskel goes out and says, what do you want, Rabbi Preda? Do you want long life, to live 400 years, or do you want Olam Haba for all your generation? And he said, I'll take the Olam Haba. And he said, because you asked for that, I'll give you both, the Baskel says. Or Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai also knew what to ask for, right, Tamli Yadav Echachameha, even though other Tanoim thought maybe he should have asked for the Mikdash, he didn't think that he would get that. But either way, Hashem is very happy with what he asks, so he gives him the Chachma. Good. One of the Mishmas Ozav, he points out that this was all a dream. Why did he get schar for this? Right? It's, you know, if he did it when he was awake, fine. But here, you know, one might say, he quotes this from the Pnei Menachem, one of the Gera Rebbe's, that he says, Zeba Chalom, and everything that happens in Chalom, it's all Lohayev Lo Nivra, and it's a Dere Chalomos Lo Malim Lo Moridin. So explains the Gera Rebbe, no, the point, maybe a dream is the best litmus test, because when it comes to real life, you have all of your Negias and all of your subjective Ritzonos in a dream that reflects the deepest of one's psyche. And there, if he asks for wisdom, that's the greatest. Kishabachar Shlomo bechaloma bechachma, dafka bazeh hera shezeh kol chashko v'ritzono. Shagam libo enochavis v'davar acher milvad hachachma, that's what he wants. That's what he wants. And the Rav Chesed Abramsky also, it's quoted also here in the Mishnah Zozov, he quotes, what, of course, any Ben Torah would have asked that. What do you mean? Everybody does. Hashem says, what do you want? You want Torah? You want riches? Of course you would ask for Torah. No, the point is that it was in a dream. You're right, when we're awake, but in a dream, that's a gilui ha'amiti, shel haratzon ha'amiti v'apnimi, without any cheshbonos. That's why it was so pure, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized it. And maybe that's why Dafka Hashem did it in a dream, and not in regular nevuah. Hine asisi kedvarecha, so I'll give you the lave of chachma, and everything else. So what happens, Vayikat Shlomo, this is Pasuk Tezvav now, this is where the Haftarah for Miked starts, V'hine Chalom, right, parallel Pasuk to Paro. Shlomo wakes up, V'hine Chalom. What does it mean, all of a sudden he realizes it's a dream? He realized he was dreaming. Or Rashi says he realized he got the Matana, because now he understands, says Rashi, Shomea of mitzatzef umevin l'shono, kelev nobeach umevin l'shono. All of a sudden, he starts to understand animals' conversations. Ask the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Emes Liakov here. What did the animals say to each other? What? They were saying, how was your day? How is it going? How's the family? Animals don't talk. What does that mean? So he explains, animals don't have the same intellect, obviously, as people, but what they do have, they can't think conceptually, obviously, but what they can do is they could transfer concrete information. They could transfer that there's a danger. There's a predatory animal coming. And they could communicate that with each other. Or they could communicate other, where there's food, right, whatever it is, or where they want to mate. That concrete information can be transferred. Chayot mugbalot yichalot lachshov al dvar muchashim bilvad v'lo al dvar mufshatim. So that must be, says Rabbi Yaakov, what Shlomo could understand. They weren't having deep philosophical conversations, but he understood when they were communicating with each other what they were saying. Right, and that's what he was mevin b'nevichaso shel hakelev. That's what is understood. And then Rabbi Yaakov goes into what he speaks about in a number of places, that we have to realize the difference between animals and people in terms of the darga. Right, animals have muchashim, they can communicate this type of low-level communication. But obviously people have intellect and conceptual and can see way behind the scenes. And there's that's the Rav Yaakov's quote from Rav Chana Wasserman, that if Darwin would ever have seen the Chafetz Chaim, he would never have said his whole thesis, because there's no way that the Chafetz Chaim came from an ape. The opposite is true. If we see that there are similarities between monkeys or apes and people, it's because of the opposite. The Gemara says people could turn into animals, but animals cannot turn into people. Right? There are many nations throughout history that are more animalistic than they are human. Right? So people could turn into animals, but not the opposite. Shem yesh l'kufim intelligentsia, zeh b'nei shem boim b'nei adam, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And he quotes related issues, but that's his beautiful discussion of relating to this Rashi about what Shlomo understood. So Shlomo comes, he comes to Yerushalayim, and he makes a party. Vayas shlomim vayas mishkel chalavadav. He makes a party. This party, this pasuk from here, is quoted in the Medrash, Medrash Shir Hashirim, which is in turn quoted by the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Siman Tuf Reish Samach Tes quotes the Medrash at the beginning of Shir Hashirim Rabbah. Vayavo Yerushalayim yamod lefnei Aron bris Hashem vayas mishtel lechalavadav amar Rabbi Yitzchak mikan she'osin suda legamr shel Torah. Because Shlomo HaMelech just got tremendous wisdom from Hashem, that's a makar to make a siyum. That's a makar to make a siyum when you finish part of Torah. That's a makar for Simchas Torah, and a makar for Shavuos, and a makar for Asli for Purim, which is also a Kabbalah Satorah, or one of the makaras of making a siyum. That's what it is. Fine, now we have that chachma put into play. As tavonish tayim nashim zonos alamelach, two women, zonos could always mean either they were innkeepers, right, by Rachav, we had the discussion also. Innkeepers or mamish zonos, either way they come to the king. There are midrashim that say they were shedim, they were ruchos, okay, we'll take it literally. Two women come, and the famous story, they stand in front of Shlomo, and they say, this is my baby, this is her baby, vichulu. Vatomar Isha Cheres, lo, it's not true, back and forth and back and forth. The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, you think about this woman whose baby died and she stole the other baby, it's unbelievable. She is such a mixed up woman. On the one hand, she will do anything because she wants a child to give to. for the rest of her life. She'll know it's not her child, but she has this innate desire. She has to give, she has to give, she has to give. But on the other hand, that great kavana of giving, she'll go and steal someone else's baby. The tremendous achzorius that entails. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Maamar Yud Beis, you see, there could be Or and Choshech in a person at the same time. Tremendous Or, tremendous Choshech. Eliphaz. Eliphaz says, Yaakov, I have to kill you. My father said, I have to kill you. I have to, but I can't kill you. I can't kill you. So what does he do? He takes all his money and leaves him broke. So is he Or, is he Choshech? If he's ours, then just don't take anything. If he's choshech, just kill him. There's or and choshech in the same person. So you have this in this woman, right? Tremendous chesed. She wants to be mative, but tremendous achzarius. So they're arguing, and they say things in front of the king. Rabbi Yaakov also says they must have said other things, trying to convince who it was. Vayomer HaMelech. So the king says, Zosomeris, let me get this straight. Ze b'ni achai b'nei chameis, v'zosomeris lo, ki b'nei chameis u'b'nei achai. What is he repeating? So Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi that the halacha is that dayanim have to repeat the claims of the parties. This is also a way that the parties realize that they're really understood, right? Let me get this straight. This is what you're saying, and this is what you're saying. Is that true? Right, that's what the Yerushalmi says. The Radvaz in a tshuva. We have to learn this Radvaz to understand this perek. The Radvaz in a tshuva, it is in Simen Aleph Nun Tes. Aleph Nun Tes says, based on a couple of questions, which we're not going to go into now, based on a couple of questions, Diak and the Psukim, it must be that Shlomo HaMelech knew right away. He knew based on how the babies looked. They looked like the mother. He knew right away. And that's really what he's saying now. In Pasuk of Gimel, it's the king talking to his private. He turns around and he tells his group of advisors, this is the truth and now watch me prove it. Right, it's not that he proved it from there, but it could be this pasuk is not just repeating the claims like the Yerushalmi says, but the Radvaz assumes that he knew already. Vayomer HaMelech, and the king says, bring me a sword. Kechuli Cher, bring me a sword. Says Rabbi Yaakov, really? Bring me a sword? He didn't paskin say what the sword was going to be used for yet. Yeah, he didn't, because it was going to be the element of surprise. He wanted to use the shock element. He didn't say what he was going to do, and then people will have time to digest it, and then think about it, that maybe the other woman will be able to cover up. No. Kochul Yichai said, bring me a sword. Nobody knows what the sword is going to be for yet. And now the king's holding the sword. And now the king says, cut the baby in half. So he wants to see the immediate reaction and give half. And that's why Vatomar Isha, Asher Bana Achai Melech, she screams out, no, don't do it. Give it to the other woman. Give it to the other woman. And the other woman says, the one that's holding the live baby, no, cut the baby. Gamli gamlach lo diya gazoru. Fine, you could cut it. That's one of the psukim. As we know, the Vilna Gaon points out, there are six psukim in Tanakh that have five words in a row, each with two letters each. Gam li, gam loch, lo yeh, that is one of them. And the king says, then, give her the baby. The one that says, so keep the baby alive, he, imo, that is the mother. The Gemara in Makkah says that those last two words, he, imo, was really a basko. The Gemara says, all the way at the end of Makkah, chav gimel on the base, three times there was Ruach HaKodesh was mofia. In the Bezdin of Shame, by Yehuda, Tzadkami Mani, by the Bezdin of Shmuel Haramasi, right where the goes out, that Shmuel did not steal anything from anybody, and in the Bezdin of Shlomo, right here, he imo, the Baskol says who the real mother was. And all of Am Yisrael heard, Es HaMishpat HaShavat HaMelech, Vayiru Mipnei HaMelech, they feared him. The Radak says, even in private, they realize that Shlomo HaMelech knows even the secrets. So they feared him then, and Shlomo HaMelech's Malchus was on all Yisrael. Again, all the Mefarshim, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and others, talk about, what was the Nisayon? Isn't this an easy Nisayon? Once you know which mother screamed out. Yeah, but to create the Nisayon, to come up with the Nisayon, that's the Chachma. Or the Radvaz says, he knew already. He had the Chachma. And this was just to bolster what he had already felt. Okay, this takes us through Perek Gimel of Sefer Melachim, and we will pick up next time with Perek Dalet as we get into hardcore years of Shlomo HaMelech.